Ali dreams of exploring outer space. Ahmed dreams of becoming someone's favorite teacher. Ethan dreams of going home, of seeing his friends, of staying alive. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and one in five will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
This is CGSF 90.1, open mic. We were just listening to some really awesome female voices. We're listening to, the first was non-binary Mint Simon singing 2007. Then we went into She's Green with the song Willow, which is just my favorite kind of intensity. I just love just women screaming in music in that kind of like sad way. I think it's really empowering. And then after that, we went on to Common Things by Wombo. And honestly, not much to say about those. We're gonna continue on. I'm really excited about these guys, Ribbon Skirt. This is a really cool two-piece indigenous band. And the whole band name, Ribbon Skirt, is this symbol for femininity and strength. And I think you can really see that with their lyrics. And also, I think just the theme of the show has been intensity, with especially line delivery in this Dead Horse one. You can just feel how she's just annoyed and kind of sassy. And it just, you're going to really feel it. Just everything she's thinking, just by the way that she delivers it. So here's Dead Horse by Ribbon Skirt.
Break it down again. I came back again. This is Bird Note. In the early 1800s, the passenger pigeon was one of the most abundant bird species in North America, possibly the world. A single flock, more than a billion strong and miles long, could darken the sky for hours. But by 1910, the last surviving representative of the species was a bird called Martha. She was named after First Lady Martha Washington and spent much of her life at the Cincinnati Zoo as part of a captive breeding program. In the wild, passenger pigeons amassed gigantic breeding colonies in deciduous forests, preferably packed with their favorite beech nuts and acorns. Naturalists from that period wrote that a single tree might host 90 nests or more. Research suggests that the number of passenger pigeons fluctuated dramatically with the availability of food in forests. But with added pressure from habitat destruction and commercial hunting, including the harvest of breeding birds and their chicks, their populations couldn't recover. After outliving several unsuccessful suitors, Martha became a beloved celebrity at the zoo in her final years, until September 1st, 1914, when Martha passed away and the passenger pigeon was officially extinct. Though today is a somber anniversary, there's no better time than now to step up for conservation. Learn more about what you can do to protect birds at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1. Rest in peace to Martha. Even though it wasn't her anniversary, I just thought that was an interesting little story, because I would totally prefer sending messages through passenger pigeon over email or text message. I think it would be a lot more fun, and I would actually reply to people a lot faster. So thank you, Martha, for your service before you died. Alright, so what were we just listening to? We were just listening to two songs by Ribbon Skirt. It was Dead Horse and Earth Eater. It's pretty cool because Dead Horse, the whole thing, you're feeling the anger, but Earth Eater, you only feel it towards the end, but I like that it's just there constant with this artist. And then after that, we had the song She's Teal by Mauled, which no lyrics, just kind of some ambient voices. But I really liked that just... Yeah, once again, just the intensity that they brought. It was just very, you could imagine just this empty void. She is teal. Just thinking of maybe like her aura. But yeah, so this has been an awesome time on my open mic, my first open mic. Before starting on this, I was listening to a lot of the 6 o'clock Blitz, which I definitely recommend. I was listening to it on Wednesday. It was just Wu-Tang Wednesday. And before 6 o'clock Blitz, I had no idea what that would mean, but now I'm really happy. I've been educated. So thank you, 6 o'clock Blitz. I definitely recommend that. It's got a lot of hype, a lot of fun. Okay, so let's keep moving forward. Next up, we're going to listen to another pretty, like, instrumental kind of track, Ditch by Far Caspian.
Drifting away, most of nature tried. AA batteries have finally fallen asleep. They hesitate. SFU. Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digital.